Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Holyoke College. When we get behind the wheel of a car, our safety can depend on our senses and reaction time. Amy Gyo, research associate in intelligent mobility at Newcastle University, describes efforts to use technology to compensate for slowed reaction times in aging drivers.
The aging population has become one of the great global challenges of the 21st century. The mobility of older people, including their ability to drive, is recognized as crucial for independence and social inclusion. As we get to the age of 60, functional declines in physical, visual, and mental abilities begin to have implications on the general well-being and confidence to perform tasks as well as in their younger years. This in turn raises concern that older drivers may be at risk of making more errors and are more likely to be involved in an accident. The EU Care database indicates that the error rate of drivers aged over 75 is likely to be 3.5 times higher than those in their 50s. A lot of technologies are already out there and have the potential to help compensate for the drivers' increased reaction time and reduced confidence in their driving skills. However, they need to be adapted for older people. We are working on technologies which can take the stress out of driving by helping older drivers control their speed, watch out for vehicles, pedestrians, and cyclists near them. We are also looking at systems which can provide information on traffic and road signs at an earlier stage, giving older drivers more time to react. Other systems will allow older drivers to find routes that they are comfortable with and are easy to follow. We hope that our work can help older drivers drive safely and live a full and active life longer. This could result in the slowing down of the aging process and improve the quality of life.
That was Amy Gyo of Newcastle University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.